Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Schön, dass ihr eingeschaltet habt. Ich bin's, Felina, und zu Gast ist heute bei mir die isländische Sängerin Ásdís. Sie hat eine neue Single draußen, Pick Up heißt sie, da geht's um eine Ex-Beziehung. Wir werden also sehr, sehr intime Details bequatschen, wie zum Beispiel ihr aktueller Freund das findet, dass immer noch über den Ex gesungen wird. Außerdem gucken wir auch mal, wie sie so andere Energy-Stars findet, unter anderem Benson Boone und Miles Smith. Und wo sie sich so auf Festivals rumtreibt, hört ihr auch alles heute in dieser Folge.
Ja.
Hi,
hallo.
There you are. Oh, nice. Cool.
Yeah,
so
well.
Everybody is in the room and we can start.
We can like start.
Did you have a nice morning?
Did I have a nice morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed my Anmeldung appointment, but yeah.
Oh, shit.
This so is all good.
Oh my God, this is stuff I don't want to think about.
Nein, das ist alles gut.
Nein, das ist alles gut.
Yeah. We make it happen.
All okay. Good.
But I had a great morning, yeah.
Yeah?
Did you?
Yeah, I appreciate that it's raining again because it was...
It's me.
But it was the whole time, like Monday and Tuesday, it was in the air that there will be rain.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, then just do it.
Just do it to
Give
me,
it to
Berlin.
Me. Yeah.
Give it to me
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally like that.
That's
and,
nice.
And then it's over. So I love it.
Yeah. The plants are going to love this.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, hi, Ásdís. It's so nice that you are here with us.
Oh, babe. Thanks for having me back.
I always love that you come to us. This is so cute. But you have a reason for being here. You are here on purpose because you will give us another hit.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully. You can only hope.
Like, it's a thing you always do. It's like...
Die 80er einfach.
Die 80er einfach.
Ja.
Ja. Bit of Eurodance.
Die Retro. Yeah. Die Retro. Die große Melodie.
But also kind of crying on the dance floor mixed with... heartbreak and just dance and it will be okay,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
A little delusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is your kind of music.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
I've it's just what's in my heart, you know? It's like emotion. You gotta mix those two together. There's so much emotion in music and dancing and when, like, you gotta create a world where that's all allowed together. You can feel anything you want. But I think it's also a happy song.
Yes, totally.
It's like, it's a happy sounding song, even though it might be quite a sad subject. But you can also be happy that this period of your life is over. You can use it as a friend. Say, pick up the damn phone, you know?
Totally. It's like, so let's break it down. Because it's about a breakup and you want to reach out to a person. And, and you have a bit of hope that this person will... get through the phone just one more time and you can talk to them, right?
Yeah. Just like, don't think it's crazy that your ex is calling you at 5 a.m. outside your house. Just let me in, babe.
Okay, what was the craziest thing an ex did ever? Like, called you at 5 a.m. or something?
I don't really have any crazy exes. Mm-hmm. I remember one thing like a guy did one time that wasn't even my boyfriend. So he didn't have my number and... he like ran in between a bunch of places in Iceland trying to search for somebody that knew me, that had my number. Because then I'm a bit older, you know, we didn't have like, social media wasn't as crazy back in the day, you know? So he would like run between people and be like, does anybody know Ásdís? And just, I think he ran into like 3 places until he found someone that knew me and they gave him my number and he was like, hi! It's me. I'm like, okay.
Who is me?
Who are you?
Crazy.
See, the things can be romantic and creepy at the same time, depending on how much you like the person doing it.
Totally.
So like, imagine the person that you like the most in the world and you've been dreaming about and fantasizing about. You like are at the club, you're dancing and they walk in and they just see you and they lift you up and they kiss you. And you're like, oh my God, what is this, a dream? And now replace that person with someone you've never seen before and that you do not like. And it's horrible. Like we rely so much on people reading situations and they don't.
Actually not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it sounds like a rom-com shit.
Yeah, of course.
And then if you know...
I'm about that rom-com life.
Yeah.
I like romance and comedy in my life.
Perfect.
Those are my two favorite things.
And actually, also your music sounds like kind of rom-com.
I love that. Yeah. Rom-com.
This is nice. Cool.
Yeah. Immer nice. immer nice by energy.
But you also, we're talking about like a kind of breakup situation. Right. And the lyrics you're using is, they are always like a little bit heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
Something like breaking up or being jealous of someone or something.
Yeah.
And you also have a boyfriend.
I do.
When you talk about him, I always think he must be the sweetest guy. How does he feel about your songs? I mean, it's a bit Taylor Swift coded to ask about a boyfriend and also lyrics. But
he would love that. He loves some attention. He's super sweet. He's very sweet, and he understands that, like, you write different lyrics in different eras of your time, and then sometimes you still have emotions you need to get out about things that happened a long time ago. Like, he very much understands the artistic interpretation. And also, you know, if you're dating an artist, you're gonna be part of the song. you're gonna be written about. So sorry.
Do you have some songs about him
of
already?
Course
yeah
all
which
to
one?
Come all to come
all to come
yeah I think Flashback was about him a little bit, you know.
Flashback
I already told you. Flashback was like, you know, about when we were first starting to get to know each other and first starting to like explore that, because we were friends first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So then we were like starting to like explore being more than friends, and that's when I was like, oh my god, and I couldn't stop thinking about it when I wasn't with him. So like, that's about him, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, be cute. But I have some songs. I have hella songs about him and songs about people I haven't even met, you know. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, but it all has to come out. So
and one day it must come out, right?
If you get all these emotions stuck in your body.
I'm trying to push for an album.
Yeah.
Yeah,
please
right?
Do it. Please do it. Oh my God, yeah. So he is okay with it, but there's another thing I recognize. It's the telephone thing. What have you guys, I mean like artists, in this moment with calling people, because you know Selena Gomez and Gracie Abrams and Benny Blanco, they have this song Call Me When You Break Up, and also Leonie, right. She has an entire album, it's called Old School Love, and on the cover she has an old school telephone, and everybody has something to do with the telephones, because actually I don't call anybody, and if my phone rings I want to throw it out the window. I hate calling.
You're a texter.
I'm a texter.
I see. I think, I mean, it's just visual. The old telephone is just so visual, and it represents like a really, like, I don't know, because we like to text, there's something so romantic about calling someone on a landline. You know, remember when you like, someone would call your house and have to ask if you were home, and like when you just have to pick up the phone when it's ringing and you don't know who it is? I feel like it's just retro in that way, just like a really like throwback feeling of like when we used to not know everything and not who was on the other side of the line and stuff. I think it's just like a very strong visual like signal of that time.
And you hear the police is coming just to arrest you for loving the telephone.
That's right. I mean, they've arrested me for worse things, so I'm fine. No, I don't think.
No, but again, this situation, telephone situation, you don't know who's calling, is also, again, a little bit rom-com. You're a rom-com person.
I'm a rom-com girl. Definitely.
This is so cute.
Wait, aren't we all?
Like, yeah.
Well, are you like a sci-fi girl?
I think, is there a genre like rom-com and sci-fi mixed up? Because I would love this.
I feel like it's like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Totally. Okay. Guardians of the Galaxy fan.
Okay, sick. Nailed you.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a special kind of energy in this song. I totally love it, and it's totally like fun and dancing, and this is why you always get the hardest question we can talk about at Energy. Can you sum up your song in 3 words?
Do you mean what it's about, or what it sounds like?
You can do both.
What? Both in 3 words?
Yeah. Okay. Or first, the content, and then the sound.
Okay, the content, I mean, desperation, like hopelessly in love, and hope. Full.
Yeah.
Hoping for a rekindling. And sonically, it's like, It's like happy musical, like disco.
This is so great. This
It's the two worlds coming together.
Yeah, and it's always what you do with music is so kind of your type of music.
Yeah, I know.
I think I said this also in our last interview. It's always like you do your own stuff and you stick to it, and it's like the most authentic way to express yourself. I don't know.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I never get the feeling of that you're influenced by any trends, or I don't know, like, so everybody's doing country now. I will produce a country song. The only country thing I see is your cowboy boots, actually.
Hey, that's right. Yeah. I love writing country, but everything comes in waves. I'm like exposing one side of me at one time. It's like peeling a banana, you know? Mm-hmm. I think my country era definitely will come, but it's not because it's trending. It's because my dad loved country, and so do I.
Is there a big Icelandic country community or something? Is country a thing in Iceland?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. It depends on what kind of country you're talking about. European country isn't the same as like Nashville country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
We think country is like, you know, almost even West Virginia, little mountain, little. There's so many different types of country. Have you heard of a band called Calio?
No.
They're an Icelandic band, definitely influenced by country.
Okay.
But it's more like this emo boy rock country where he's like sorry. Do you know like Benson Boone and stuff?
Yeah.
There was this girl at the New York Times that called Benson Boone what's his name? Beard? Insane voice. Teddy Swims.
Yeah.
She said that Benson Boone and Teddy Swims were like in a genre called like American Song Contests. Singing genre. We're like,
totally.
Where
get
all
it,
the
yeah.
songs sound like covers by someone in a song contest. Yeah.
Is this a compliment? I don't know.
I don't think so.
No.
But like, that's what she said. And I mean, even they're beautiful. I'm not judging, you know, but like they have beautiful voices, but it's very, I love Teddy Swims. Benson Boone gives me the ick a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
A little bit.
What is it about him?
Yeah, I'm like, shh.
It's so crazy.
It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to scream, you know. It's this very, but people love it, and I respect that, and I respect him. And if he's having fun, Alice is good, you know.
And then
I'm not judging, really. It's just not my cup of tea, and I don't appreciate the yelling. Says me, always yelling.
Yeah, but I get what you mean.
It's just a lot.
For me, it's.
How are you? I need you, oh God. Woo.
I think this is actually, like, I totally love his music, but it's more like TikTok music where you can listen to it for like 15 to 30 seconds.
That's right.
And then you can go to the next one. But for a full song, if you get yelled at for a full song, then you're like, I'm so sorry I didn't do anything. So can we please?
It's like cinematic or something.
Yeah.
It can be used like in a movie. It's not, I mean, but I'm different. I like to listen to very poppy music, like very, very straight on, tells you what it is, no surprises, just like a little kiss and a hug from music.
Okay, so what is your playlist for just, I don't know, driving somewhere by car?
Driving somewhere by car. Number one, I do not have a license.
Okay, but, so maybe a road trip and a friend of yours driving
a
car.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so I would say right now I'm listening to Sister Golden Hair by America. Have you heard that song?
Mm-mm.
When I try to think about her, Sister Golden Hair.
Oh, yeah, okay, I get the vibe, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. And then, like, I don't know, we can jump really quickly into Whitney Houston, into Fergie, into the Gorillaz, and anything that's giving me pop with feeling, you know?
Like 2000, 2010s.
So 1960 up until 2016.
Okay.
That's my era. That's my sweet spot.
That's my era.
Yeah. And you know, do you know the Goofy movie?
Yeah.
That's my main inspiration for songs. you know, like really, I'm not even joking. If anybody says that I make songs like the Goofy movie, I have one. Got myself a notion. One, I know that you'll understand. It's the best.
This is so cute. Yeah. I totally love this. Oh my God. And we also saw you on Instagram dancing. Like you were rehearsing with four other dancers. Shout out to the Flying Steps Academy where you
That's right.
Yeah, rehearsed.
Big,
sorry.
Big old shout
yeah.
out.
So there's a choreography for Pickup.
That's right.
And where will we see this choreography in the video on stage? Where will you perform it to us?
Can you say, on the video on stage, put your hands together, baby.
Both.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Nice.
I think now that I've learned it, I might do it just anywhere for any reason. So there's no telling me to stop now. Because I'm really trying to become a better dancer, to become a fully fleshed pop star, you know?
This is actually something I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah.
Is it easy for you to remember all the steps and the moves?
No.
So you didn't have any kind of dancing lessons?
Yeah, I did. When I was a kid, I was really much into dancing. My mom would just try anything to get me out of the house.
Which kind of dances?
I did Latin dances. Oh. I did crump. I did hip hop. I did all dances. My mom put me in every sport, every instrument, just to like try to get this energy out somewhere.
Okay, because you always were an energetic kid.
And that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Energy.
Nice. This is why you're here. So
that's
why
right.
we love you. But I thought about, like, you're doing Latin and crump is like, yeah, this yeah. sums you up as a person for me.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is right.
This
I'm
is so
I'm
funny.
Just a rom-com girl who does Latin and crump dancing. You know?
Why not?
Why won't you see me, universe?
Huh? Just it's easily to catch up. So you try to recognize everything and you work hard. Like hard for it?
Oh,
or is
yeah,
it
yeah,
easy?
Yeah. No, it's like somewhere in between. I think dancing is really fun. I think I learn pretty quickly, but then I also forget pretty quickly. It's a very like steep hill up and down. So I mean, the fact of the matter is that the dancers are really good. So even if I don't do everything right, they always do. So I'm in good hands. But I really like it. I'm going to become so good. I'm going to try to become like, you know, at least a Lady Gaga super fan, you know. Not
okay.
Lady Gaga herself, because she's obviously beyond words good at dancing. But like at least someone who loves her a lot, which I do. But like that level of dance skill, you know.
Nice. Okay, and you also said it's like a thing you need to just show to the people that I can dance, I can dance to my music as a pop star, right?
I think so. I mean, it's not like, I think it's just a more fun show. I think it's just like more like when people move to like, people get like, that's cool.
Not like
we're figuring it out.
The first Dua Lipa show where she's just like doing the hips.
I mean, but what did it create though?
Yeah.
It created a legacy.
Totally, yeah.
And I still don't think she can dance, but that's okay.
And I think not everybody needs to be a good dancer to be a good performer.
You just need to be a vibey dancer.
And you always bring, sorry, I'm just complimenting you the whole time, but
that's very sweet of you.
you also bring such a vibe on stage because if you come into a room, you're always shining. You're always the person everybody looks at. So actually, you don't need to dance, but if you like to, just do it. It's okay for me.
That's very sweet. I think the reason that that's like that is because I really, really, really love music beyond anything else. And I think you can tell. And I wish people felt this freedom that music gives me, because it can give everybody freedom if we wanted to. I that's my only wish, that people like allow themselves to be free in music, because there's so many times where we cannot be free. And in music, we are.
Is this something that makes you doing music just to give other people the feeling, or is it more about yourself?
It's a mixture of both. I don't think I can do anything else. It really, of course, it satisfies my soul and my heart to be able to like do the things that I hear in my head and in my heart, make them real. But I think the reason I put it out, even though I'm scared to sometimes, it's because I know that there, I hope that it helps somebody else just like tap into that feeling and let go of the things that don't matter and just find the freedom to be yourself in music.
Cool.
You're cool.
No, I totally love it. It's so fun. And I also sometimes listen to your podcast and I do love it.
Yeah.
Because you're always talking like, which you are friends and
yeah.
just I'm sitting next to you. It's a little bit like I'm at the train and just overhearing someone.
Oh,
so
yay.
Like, and I'm totally invested. Tell me more. So this is this kind of talk that you always have. But you do have a game, like the red flag.
That's right.
Green flag, beige flag.
Yes.
And I just wanted to ask if you want to play with me.
Of course.
And it's about, I thought, let's play it with, because the festival season is coming on and we are talking pretty much about festivals.
Let's go.
And I give you a situation and you can just give one flag.
Give one flag.
Okay. So it's about a person, they lost their friends and have now fully joined your friend group and never leave. So you have like a new friend, but I don't know.
Okay, beige flag. I don't know. It depends on how they are. But if they've lost their friends, you can come with us. But it's not like a super green flag or a super red flag. It's fine.
Okay, so we're fine with it.
We're fine with it.
Situation number two, they get like full-blown sunburn and they're like energy red.
Green flag, you're having fun.
Really?
I mean, I don't think I could make an assumption about a person's character based on if they forget to put on sunscreen or not. My boyfriend does get sunburned a lot.
Oh,
he's a redhead.
Baby.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to say green flag.
Okay,
for obvious reasons.
Because for me it's a total red flag, but because I always think you couldn't care less about yourself.
Yeah.
This is just putting on some sunscreen and everything is fine. Why didn't you do it? Just on the other hand, I get it that this person is having so much fun that she or
forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if they're in pain the whole time and they're complaining the whole time, it's a red flag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
If they're like, "Oh, my sunburn," then I'm like, "Listen.
Yeah.
You forgot to put on sunscreen."
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah.
Okay, third situation is they keep talking about another festival and compare every stage like to Coachella or
red,
something.
Red flag. Stay in the moment. Don't be talking about nothing else.
This comes out pretty fast. And yeah, I totally see it. Yeah.
Right? Ugh. Just try to be in the moment. Even if you don't like it, you know what can make everybody like it? It's if you are act right.
Yeah.
And have fun.
Totally, yeah.
People are definitely not going to like it if you suck, you know?
And totally, what you said in the first place is be in this moment. This is what festivals are about. Like,
that's
feel
right.
it, be there, other people, music, enjoy it. Don't think anything else.
I don't think, like, yes, of course, you can have, like, the perfectly planned event and festival and concert and everything. But I don't think any of it matters if you're with the wrong people or with the right people, you know?
Yeah.
There's no place like good company.
It's like that. Didn't we just thought about we are doing like inspirational quotes?
Yeah,
by
that's
Alstis?
Right. Yeah.
This one.
There's no place like good company.
This. Nice. We have it for this interview.
Wait. Be as difficult. You're definitely not scared to be difficult. Just kidding.
Next situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready.
They have a one-night stand for having a place to sleep.
Oh, I mean, that's a red flag. But I also feel, I mean, what's the situation? It sounds like somebody that's like fun. If the one-night stand is good enough, it's great.
Okay.
I'm going to, if it's, you know, if it's worth it, if what you're giving out is worth a hotel room, you know.
Okay.
Not shabby, but I mean, it's still like I only ever envision like drunk English boys doing this, and it's really, really not my cup of tea. You know, it's a red flag.
Okay,
it's a red flag until you prove me wrong.
Fine.
But don't try to prove me wrong.
Okay, so then we stay at red flag.
We stay at red flag.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you come back tomorrow.
Of course, thank you for having me. I'll come back any day.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.